right, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to all of my friends in the chat. Neanderthal Soup is on. D9597 is on. Dead Plant is on. LA 106 is on. Milwaukee James is on. Tim LT Bird is on. Wisconsin Honey Badger is on. Itsua 99 is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Peg Joe is on. Dave Souders is on. K4VMS is on. S. Clark is on. Wilbur's Bud is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Salty Gonads is on. Dead Plant is on. Jim Brody is on. Todd Suff is on. Sheila K is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Deb News 2011 is on. Melissa Pickrell is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Luann 5 is on. Kathy 1604 is on. Granite 2468 is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Confederate 1 is on. John Phillips is on. Coco Dominky is on. Confederate 1 is on. Snag Dog is on. Joe Heathen's on. Tra 54924 is on. Milwaukee James is on. Lisa Kinzer 11960 is on. Conservative Waffle is on. Let me see who I missed. Volvo 960 is on. Dana 59 is on. Leon Fish Puppy, she is on. Peg McGroin, McGroin Nation is on. Hey, right back to you, Peg. Let me see who I missed. Uncle Wally is on. CSUF is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Going to get to everything tonight, I hope. At least all the big news anyway. So we got drones flying all over the United States of America. We have no idea where they're coming from yet. We are starting to get that information. It's starting to come in, which we'll get to right after the school shooting. So we have the drones flying around, distraction. Lo and behold, we have a leftist activist, 15-year-old, who just committed a pseudo-mass shooting. Three people dead, including her. All during the Trump transition time, as everybody, including you, me, you, everybody, was predicting that this would be a difficult one from November 5th to January 20th, so roughly 3 months. It's going to be a rough 3 months. We knew that it would be because they're going to throw everything at us, so we have drones flying all over the place. Here's our first shooting. Listen, Alex Jones, he predicts at least another mass shooting, somehow be racially motivated. Here we have one side says trans-motivated, one side that says it's not, which we'll get to all that right now. All right, let's do the first one, Brent. Andy, no tweet. Here's our shooter, Natalie Lynn Roop now, is the 15-year-old female student who carried out the mass shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. And again, let's just put out this narrative. Or actually, let's destroy a narrative that the threat to this country is white supremacist nationalist terrorists. That's what Christopher Wray said. I'm wondering, where is the first white nationalist attack we're going to see? That's what we've heard over the last 4 years of 15 days to flatten the curve under the Biden administration from Chris Wray and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, that the number one existential threat to the United States of America is white supremacist terrorism. And I'm still waiting for one attack. I haven't seen one. Send it to me, please. Because here we have a 15-year-old leftist. And the only people that are getting killed, because you had the Covenant School in Asheville, a Christian school, excuse me, and now you've got Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. Weird, isn't it? The only people that are actually being attacked are the ones who are always being accused of being the attackers, the Christians. Where does a Christian ever attack anybody? I mean, if anything, the church has gone, has bent over, I shouldn't say bent over backwards, because I actually mean bent over forwards. As bent over forwards as far as they can to accommodate every bit of sin they possibly can and still call people Christians, which, by the way, there is no sin that you can be habitually committing and still be a Christian. But anyway, I digress. So Christians go the opposite way, even too far in accommodating people. The only people that are not accommodating are the people who are claiming to not be accommodated. The only people that are actually violent are the people claiming they're victims of violence. It's going to be a mass transgender genocide. I've yet to see a transgender victim. Aaron, you? I don't know.
Nope.
I haven't seen any.
I haven't.
I'm trying to find a transgender victim. I mean, you can even send me, I'll put the bar very low. You can send me a transgender person being verbally harassed. Because I haven't seen that either. The only people I've actually seen verbally harass anybody is a transgender person verbally harassing somebody who refuses to participate in their delusions. A teacher and student were killed. Six others were wounded, two with life-threatening injuries. A purported sneak peek of her manifesto was posted on her Discord account where she discussed a desire to kill all males. That doesn't sound like Republicans. In a rant inspired by fringe extremist online culture, a screenshot was posted by X on X by a person who was her Discord friend. The account also posted a mirror selfie. We're going to get to all these. Photo of Rupnow. Rupnow has a long, disturbing online history, shocker, of being obsessed with school shooters and deaths. She used the moniker Cross... What do you think, Aaron? Cross-sixer? Cross-sixer? Cross-sixer online.
Yeah, Cross-sixer.
Aaron usually is good at that. Rupnow's Cash App account is a picture of the Columbine shooters. She had an account on Watch People Die. That sounds like a great place for a 15-year-old to have an account. Which, by the way, how does she have an account on anything when she's 15? Because her parents lied for her. Which, by the way, we're talking about culpable negligence here. Talking about liability. Talking about now, it's gotten to the place where we are actually arresting the parents of these mass shooters. Which I'm not saying should always be the case, but it needs to be looked into. Where she commented on videos, her Spotify playlist feature themes of suicide and killings. Go to the next one for me. Andy No tweet again, breaking, I can report, the deceased mass shooter, blah, blah, blah. There we go. She carried out the mass shootings in the school library, according to source. She did not identify as trans. So Andy No is saying that she didn't identify as trans, but her friends online say that she did. The teen girl used the name Sam online and username Crossixer. Now had an extensive online obsession with school shooters and death. Particularly, okay, got that. Rupnow was a big fan of KMF DM Rock Band, which was also referenced by one of the Columbine shooters. Rupnow's online friends identified the X account, which purported to belong to the shooter soon after the news broke of the shooting. All right, let's go to the next one. Here's some pics. That's her right there. Doesn't look like a Republican to me. Go to the next one. That's her practicing at a range. This is not good. And again, where's mom and dad? I'm just curious about where mom and dad are, what her lineage is, as far as is she fostered? Is she living with mom and dad? Just mom, just dad, whatever it may be. Go to the next one for me. There she is. That's giving the okay sign, I believe, right before she went and did the shooting. Go to the next one for me. And there, this is a possible, again, this is an alleged sneak peek at her manifesto. Women are the only hope for this wretched world. That doesn't sound like part of the Republican platform. The only people committing mass shootings are the ones and coming from the party accusing other people of committing mass atrocities or mass shootings or the potential of committing mass atrocities or mass shootings. We don't. They do. Our accusers do what they say you and I are going to do or have done. But even women have been brainwashed by moids for too long. They've been internalized. They've internalized the patriarchy and turned on each other, always begging for male approval and validation. It's disgusting. I realized the truth. Men are irredeemable. I don't know what that next word is. Something random. Maybe Hitler was vindicated. Now I don't know what that word is. They can't be reformed or redeemed. They are a blank scourge upon the earth. The only solution is the total extermination of them. And every void who worship these parasites, every single man must be wiped out. From babies to the elderly. So she's, of course, pro-abortion. Only then can women be free to create a new world. I'll be a pioneer. I'll be the first to take the first step. I don't care if their fathers, brothers, husbands, sons, teachers, police, especially bleep, or politicians, I've been craving to kill them all. This is my mission. Only when their parasitic sludge has been expunged from this earth is when something like that, the world will be clean and women can start over. I'd like to see that happen. When the men are gone, how exactly are the women going to start over? It's the leftist ideology is so stupid, is so ideologically impossible. It's just absolutely, it just belies all logic. It's the only way. In approximately 10 minutes, something should be, I should be dead.
Yeah.
It's strange, but it feels good. Yeah, not when you're burning in hell, which she is now. There you go. Let's go to the next one. Brent Scarlett Johnson tweet. Breaking unconfirmed social media post. And here's the other side of the story. Have identified a transgender teen as a suspect in the school shooting, which took place today at Abundant Life Christian School, a K-12 facility in my state's capital, Madison, Wisconsin. Look at the bottom. Classmates are posting about who they claim is the alleged suspect. They say the now deceased individual, identified as a trans teen and went by the name Samantha or Sam. way more likely that the classmates get it right than Andy Ngo. Just say Andy Ngo's fantastic, but I'm just saying he's just pulling his information offline and digging into sources. These are the kids who actually live with her, went to school. This is the school she also attended, of course. She attended the school also. And, of course, it happens to be a Christian school. So you have the Antichrist spirit involved here, of course. All right, so Nick Sorter video. Breaking, 4 hours after the Wisconsin Christian school shooting, police are still blatantly refusing. This sounds eerily familiar, doesn't it? This sounds just like Nashville. Doesn't it sound just like Nashville? The Nashville transgender shooter, another girl who's pretending to be a guy. Samantha, calling herself Sam, according to her classmates, identified as a trans individual. And here we have, again, another police chief who, by the way, is pro-gun control and appears to be a leftist, of course. And 4 hours after the Wisconsin school shooting, police are still blatantly refusing to disclose even the gender of the shooter, even though it's already out online. Play for me, Brent.
We know that three people are dead, including the suspect shooter. We know that the suspect shooter was a teenage student who attended the school. At this time, we're not releasing the age or gender of the student or any other identifying remarks about the student. Two other people have died. A teacher and a teenage student.
It's always amazing to actually watch people living in the past. Okay, you had the police chief there of Madison, Wisconsin, who's refusing to release the gender of the shooter. Her name is already out, moron. I mean, it's amazing. I guess that could be me if I wasn't pastoring a church and I wasn't doing this podcast. Here's the thing. I wouldn't be standing in front of a podium as an uninformed, uneducated moron because her name is already out. Her pics are already out. Her manifesto is already out, possibly. Her classmates have already identified her and are already talking about her, and he's up there acting like he's hiding something. That's already out on every single social media platform, and he's acting like he's hiding something. And there's a couple reasons why he wouldn't release the gender, release the name. Name, I get. That could be a departmental issue. Gender is ridiculous. You simply say a white female committed, a 15-year-old white female juvenile committed this crime. You don't have to release the name. As a matter of fact, it's usually departmental rules that you do not. That's fine. But refusing to identify the gender makes us all believe Andy knows wrong and that she was identifying as a trans male. That would let, because he's obviously obfuscating. He's obviously trying to avoid that this girl was identifying as a guy. I mean, again, this is conjecture. I'm just saying he's obviously avoiding something. Why would you not simply put out the press release that it's a 15-year-old white female committed the crime? A 15-year-old white female student at that school committed the crime. Why would you not release that to the public? Why are you sitting there trying to hide her gender? You don't have to hide her gender. You have to hide her name only. And it's ridiculous to even bother. All those rules need to go anyway. Because in this day and age, everything's out within the first hour. It's over. It's like you have 48 hours to solve a murder. You have 1 hour to hide. It's all over the media. All over the media. Which is why your leftists are always trying to ban us on social media and ban social media accounts because they want to hide their lies, their agenda, and their narrative. All right, breaking 9/11 tweet. More on the shooting here. Just in, President Biden releases a statement. What a shock right away. Right away, calling for gun control after the Wisconsin shooting. What more gun control are you going to have? Because she was in illegal possession of a gun. So how much more can you control it when she was breaking the law in possessing the gun? Oh, that's right. Criminals don't obey the law. So how are you going to gun control your way out of a 15-year-old being in illegal possession of a firearm? She's already committing a crime. She's committing a felony by being in possession of the gun. So how in the world are you going to gun control your way out of this shooting? It makes absolutely no sense. The laws are already in place. Makes no sense. Congress must pass comments area again. It's actually even kind of hard to report on it. Same old just puke verbiage. Congress must pass common sense gun safety laws, universal background checks, national red flag laws, which are only passed by totalitarians like Adolf Hitler, a ban on assault weapons, and high capacity magazines. We can never accept senseless violence that traumatizes children, except for the 1.2 million we butcher in the womb every year. If you look at gun statistics, and they're all lies, and they say the number one cause of death of kids in America is gun violence. It's absolutely wrong. It's automobile accidents. Guns isn't even close. And they count 18 and 19-year-olds in those juvenile statistics. Most gun deaths are suicides. And most of those gun deaths are drive-by shootings in places that already ban guns. So gun control is never, ever going to eliminate crime, because criminals are not going to abide by your red flag laws or your background check or your high capacity magazine laws. They're not going to abide by those things anyway. And it's just always amazing to watch people who slaughter 40 million babies a year in the womb and in the birth canal worldwide, subsidized, financed by the Biden administration worldwide. $600 million of your tax dollars went to Planned Parenthood last year. They act like they care about kids, kids in cages. How do you care about kids when you are sex trafficking them across the southern border using Jewish family and Catholic family services as NGOs? How do you care about kids suddenly when you are causing 325,000 kids to disappear into the womb, according to Eric Adams? 500,000 kids disappeared into the wind in the United States of America under the Biden administration. How is it that you care about kids when you are causing these kids to go into sex slavery for the rest of their lives? It's just, I mean, again, I would love to be on a debate stage with these people, because there would be no holds barred. None. Because a lot of Republicans won't say these things because they don't want to seem like too much of an anti-abortion zealot. Me, I don't care. Because I know I'm going to answer on Judgment Day. I know that I will. 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. So I'm going to speak for those, Jeremiah 1:5, that God formed in the womb before we even knew them. Before I formed in the womb, I knew you. That's the exact verse. So again, right away, it's just political expediency. Probably another violent act, obviously committed by a person with not leftist leanings, a devout leftist. We just read her supposed manifesto. The only people that need to have gun control, I guess, if they want to apply gun control only to Democrats, that would probably be good. The rest of us don't need it because we're not committed. I mean, again, send me anything. We're Republicans shooting anybody. Honestly, I'm always trolling media. Always. I'm always out there, and I don't see a Republican shooting anybody. Aaron, do you? No. I don't see it ever happen. I mean, literally hours every day, I'm reading stories. I'm downloading content for this podcast. I won't see the stack. I won't get to it all. I plan on getting to it all, but since it's already 9:27, I probably won't get to it all, and I'm not even past the shooting yet. But I'm just saying that I don't see, this may be a hyperbolic statement, but I don't think that it is. I don't see Republicans committing violent gun crimes ever. Do you? Even during what the Democrats call an insurrection, Republicans did it with no guns. Certainly wasn't an insurrection, but I'm just saying, we don't do it. The only people that are committing violent acts are the ones accusing us of committing violent acts or potentially committing violent acts. All right, so that's all that I know about the shooting. If you know more, good. I don't know any more than that at this point. But they still haven't released, technically haven't released her name, although everybody already knows, and they haven't released her gender because she was probably transgender. All right, let's go. Now, defamation lawsuits. Now, I'm getting on a soapbox right here because this is what has to happen. Put up the first reforming bread, Colin Rugg tweet. Just in, ABC News, forced. I love that. Forced. And by the way, one of those 15 millions, George Stephanopoulos has to pay himself.
Sweet.
Right out of his own pockets. Forced to pay $15 million to Trump to settle a defamation lawsuit. And it's not just $15 million, it's actually more. It's George Stephanopoulos forced to issue public apology. Part of the settlement is that George has to go out and publicly apologize.
It's great.
I can't wait. I mean, that'll be a part of the pregame and the regular show when he comes out and publicly apologizes. The development stems from a March incident where Stephanopoulos claimed Trump was found liable for rape. Now ABC News has to pay $15 million as a charitable contribution to the Presidential Foundation and Museum to be established by or for the plaintiff as presidents of the United States of America have established in the past. Go to the next the bottom part of the tweet. They also have to cover Trump's $1 million, so they're actually paying $16 million. ABC News and George Stephanopoulos regret statements. Here's their statement. Regret statements regarding President Donald J. Trump made during an interview by George Stephanopoulos with Rep. Nancy Mace on ABC's This Week on March 10th of 2024. The apology reads. Now, you can probably think of more. I mean, if I actually took time, I just jotted these down when I was watching the pregame. Who all needs to be sued by Trump? I mean, because he's been called a Russian spy, a Russian colluder, a rapist, all the Stormy Daniels stuff, which was all lies, the classified documents. Okay, he was accused. I'm going to just go off the top of my head. Anybody accused Donald Trump of selling classified secrets to the Russians, reference that case. I hope that all of those tweets, I guarantee you somebody saved them. And nothing is ever actually deleted anyway, so they can be found. But all of the people that have lied about Trump, I guess put myself a little list here. Hillary and Bill Clinton need to be sued into oblivion. James Comey, sued into oblivion. Rod Rosenstein, Andrew McCabe, sued into oblivion. I got my list here. Joy Reid, Dana Bash, Jake Tapper, all the people that have lied, and a myriad of others. There's tons and tons of names and different organizations. This is how we stop it. We all know what happened with Smartmatic and Dominion suing Fox News, which was absolutely ridiculous. Because here's the difference. Fox News, and by the way, even if they made those allegations, they'd be correct, because there's obviously a lot of very suspicious activity going on with Dominion voting machines and Smartmatic voting machines during the 2020 election. But here's the difference. Fox News had guests on, like Mike Lindell, alleging those things. Fox News never alleged them themselves, and they got sued, and they had to pay hundreds of millions of dollars, or they just settled. Of course, the largest minority owner of Fox News is BlackRock, is Vanguard, which owns Smartmatic. So, again, they're actually paying themselves. So it's very, you're dealing with Rupert Murdoch. Who knows how deep the corruption goes. But anyway, so that was kind of the precedent that was set. So it's a very low bar that you have to reach. All of their, now on these other networks, whether it's MSNBC, CNN, they actually made these allegations themselves, saying that Trump was a Russian spy, Rachel Maddow, for 2 years. Donald Trump was a tax cheat. Donald Trump was a Russian spy, sued into oblivion. Sue them into, this is what has to happen, or it's never going to end for us. It's never going to end. We are going to be prosecuted, litigated into oblivion unless we make them swallow the syrup of Ipecac themselves. Make them live with their own policies. Make them live with their own agenda and their own narrative. Sue them. And guess again, nobody does it until Trump. I wish other people were conservatives. There's people, they run as more conservative than Trump, and nobody's actually governed as conservative as Trump. George W. Bush actually ran at more conservative than Trump, but governed as a leftist and a warmonger and just made up things to feed the military-industrial complex, finance the military-industrial complex. But Trump, as more of a moderate, governs as an actual right-winger. And only Trump actually takes it to the left. George W. Bush was lied about all the time, and he never did anything about it. And you heard me, you watch this podcast all the time, you know what's coming. Brett Kavanaugh doesn't sue Christine Blasey Ford after she defamed him for days on the stage. She says that she was sexually assaulted by him and numerous others. No date, no time, no year, no address. No corroborating evidence, no video, no DNA, nothing. And he doesn't sue her. So Christine Blasey Ford gets a $600,000 PayPal payout No, not PayPal. What's the online where they raise money? It's not Give, Send, Go. It's the other one. Gosh. What is it? But Aaron will think of it in a second. But anyway, if you think of it, throw it in the chat so I get it.
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe. There you go. Good job, Brian. So she got paid $600,000 out of GoFundMe. Flew back to California. I haven't seen her since. There you go. And then, you know, Clarence Thomas didn't sue Anita Hill. She lied about him for weeks or days or weeks, whatever it may be. Didn't do a thing about it. Only Trump does something about it. He's going after all of these people. All of them. I mean, the people who called him a Russian spy, go after him. Because you know what? You have this wonderful thing in civil lawsuits called discovery. It's in criminal lawsuits too, but it's a wonderful thing. Well, they have to prove their allegations. And he got all the video of Hillary Clinton calling him an illegitimate president. Nancy Pelosi sued into oblivion. Chuck Schumer sued into oblivion. Adam Schiff sued into oblivion for his lies and defamation against Donald Trump. I hope those people are quaking in their boots tonight. It's not over there. Donald Trump is suing other people too. And the great thing about Trump, he's worth about somewhere between $6 and $10 billion, depending on who you believe. He's got plenty of money. Sue them into oblivion. And you can even probably use his campaign finances to sue people too. Sue him into oblivion. All right, let's go to the next one. I don't even know where I'm at. Is it Bridget Gabriel? Okay. Bridget Gabriel video. It doesn't get any better than this. Here's Fox News reporting on it. Play it for me.
And ABC News and their top anchor reaching a settlement now with President-elect Trump in his defamation suit. The news network will have to pay $15 million to Trump and an additional $1 million for Trump's legal fees. Both ABC and George Stephanopoulos also ordered to issue statements of regret as part of the deal.
I love it. See, George hasn't put his statement out yet. ABC News has, but George hasn't put it out yet. We're all going to look forward to that. Oh, I can't wait to see that. As you know, he's just seething when he has to do it. And $1 million comes out of his own pocket for a total of $16 million between him and ABC News. Gotta love it. All right, Colin Rogue video. Donald Trump's not done yet. Donald Trump announces he is launching a lawsuit against pollster Ann Susser. Why would you ever do that? Why would you sue a pollster? And by the way, he's going after, which news organ? Oh, 60 Minutes. Going after 60 Minutes, too. 60 Minutes for cutting and pasting Kamala's interview. Takes out her answer. We're not going to digress into that right now, but remember her absolutely ridiculous answer. They cut it out and they actually pasted in a different answer to a different question into that response. Made the response to that question because it was slightly more coherent. And he's right. If you are going to be on the side, if you're going to cut and paste for a candidate, you're committing a campaign finance violation because all of the commercial revenue for that show then has to be registered as a campaign finance donation if you're going to favor a candidate. It's the way that it is. That's campaign finance laws. So he's going to sue Ann Seltzer for allegedly rigging her Iowa poll to influence the 2024 election. Play for me, Brent.
I'm going to be bringing one against the people in Iowa, their newspaper, which had a very, very good pollster who got me right all the time. And then just before the election, she said I was going to lose by 3 or 4 points. And it became the biggest story all over the world because I was going to win Iowa by 20 points. The farmers love me and I love the farmers. And it was interesting the way she did it. She brought it down 2 weeks before. She said I was going to only win by 4. That was a big story. But that was good because she brought it down from like 22 points to 4. Or whatever the number was, way up, an easy win. Never even thought to go there. I respect them, I love them, and they understand there's no reason to go there because she brought it from way up, walk away, which it was, and it turned out to be in the election too, by the way. It was a win by many, many points. And then she brought it down very smartly to 4 a couple of weeks before, and everyone said, wow, that's amazing. He's only up by 4 points. Then she brought it down to where I was down by 3 or 4, whatever number she used. And that was the Des Moines Register. And it was their parent. And in my opinion, it was fraud and it was election interference. You know, she's gotten me right always. She's a very good pollster. She knows what she was doing. And she then quit before. And we'll probably be filing a major lawsuit against them today or tomorrow. We're filing one on 60 Minutes, you know about that, where they took Kamala's answer, which was a crazy answer, a horrible answer, and they took the whole answer out and they replaced it with something else she said later on.
It's amazing how all of these people very strategically quit at the right, exactly the right time. Just like FBI Director Wray, he resigns right after the report comes out from the IG that there's 26 FBI informants in the J6 trial. We know there's a lot more than that. But, and then you have Ann Seltzer. She quits suddenly after this long run as a pollster and known as an accurate pollster. Aaron said, I wonder who paid her or where did the money come from. Yeah, you can follow. You have to see how inflated her bank accounts got right before the election. And it was very, I remember this. I may have put it on the show or I may have blown it off. I can't remember which, but I definitely read all about it. And Trump, I mean, he never even flew into Iowa. He never camped because he doesn't have to campaign, you know, in Alabama. He doesn't have to campaign in Mississippi. He's going to win it. Really doesn't even have to campaign in Florida. He's going to win it. So he never campaigned in Iowa because he was up by double digits. And then literally a few days before the election, suddenly, and this is Ann Seltzer from the Des Moines Register, she reports that Donald Trump is losing to Kamala Harris in Iowa because leftist pollsters are trying to steer the election, not report on the election. They're trying to steer the election, not report factual data coming from polls. They're trying to actually make the poll, not conduct a poll. They're actually trying to create the data, not report the data. They're trying to get people. They're trying. He won Iowa by 13.3 points, and she said he was down by 4. She was only off by 17%. A pollster off by 17%. Something nefarious was going on. That's why he is suing her. And all of these people, they need to learn or they're going to continue to do it. Bankrupt some of these people. It's happening in Canada right now. Canada is falling apart. I mean, they're going billions and billions and billions of dollars in debt after 9 years of Justin Trudeau. And Chrystia Freeland has resigned. Then their finance minister resigned. And then the person who took the finance minister's spot, then she resigned or he resigned. So the people are running for cover right now. They're absolutely running for cover. They cannot be let off the hook because they're running for cover. If I was a multi-billionaire who had been lied about, and plus his best friend is the richest man in the world, Elon Musk, worth $244 billion. Sue these people into oblivion by name. Tapper, Joy Reid, Hillary Clinton, Dana Bash. All of them. Sue them into oblivion. Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all the people that lied. All you need is somebody on tape saying Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. Sue them. And remember, we need to follow their rules. Sue them in a red jurisdiction with a red judge. The only reason why Alex Jones lost his civil lawsuits is because he was sued in Austin and he was sued in Connecticut. Two blue jurisdiction with two basically blue-haired judges, purple-haired judges. One of them an absolute vaccine pimping whore. That's why he lost. That's what they do. Drag Navarro into a D.C. court. Drag Bannon into a D.C. court. General Flynn into a D.C. court. Roger Stone into a D.C. court. And everybody in D.C. is part of one giant leftist cabal to crucify Republicans. All right, so that's it for the lawsuits for now. Let's go on to drones. The older millennial video, here's him describing the possible origins of these drones. Now, do we know the origins? No. We have a military that gets just shy of $900 billion per year. Just shy of $1 trillion goes to our military a year annually. And I can't remember the date Aaron had it. It was November these drones started to fly. So we're all, last part, I think it was November 24th or something like that. Here we are, what is it, 16th?
Yeah.
So here we are, December 16th, and our $900 billion military can't tell us the origins of these drone flights in New Jersey. And again, flying over military installations also in the UK. And they still have absolutely no idea where they came from. What their origins are, what company manufactures them, nothing. Kind of weird, isn't it? Older millennial, play for me, Brent.
So we now have an update on the origin of the drones, thanks to some amazing research by FFA Family over on X. It seems to be that the drones belong to one of three companies, all of which have Department of Defense contracts. From every image we've seen of these drones, they match what these companies produce. So the only real question is, what is the government trying to hide here? Because really, like I said before, there's only two realities. One, where it was government doing this. Or two, we have a government so incompetent that we can't protect our own skies. And look, I know that our government is incompetent. I know that they generally suck at everything they do. But they've rarely been so blatantly bad at their jobs that things could just fly in the sky above New Jersey, New York, Langley, all these important places. But now we're pretty sure these drones are coming from companies here in the United States, and each of those companies has government contracts. So again, the only question is, what's the government trying to hide? What are they trying to do to the American people? And if they're not trying to do anything and they're just trying to distract us, what could they possibly be distracting us from?
Now that's the key. We're going back to front on this. School shooting, drones. What are we being distracted from? Lots of stuff going on at the border right now using the CPB, Customs Border Patrol, CBP One app. A lot of things happening at the, they're flooding the border right now while all of us are looking up in the sky. Ooh, drones. Why I hate these stories. I hate them. My opinion is nothing's going to be sprayed on us. I know everyone said if they're going to spray stuff, they would have already sprayed it. Aaron just came up with the date. These drones started to be spotted on November 18th. Right, we're almost a month into this. Nobody's been sprayed yet. They haven't been drone struck either. Okay, I mean, so and there's just a lot of hyperbole about this stuff. That's why I hate these stories. I do them because it is the news right now. And the DOD response and the Biden administration response to something we've never seen before is, as usual, completely and totally ridiculous. Either they cause something we've never seen before, some horrendous thing we've never seen before, like the Abbey Gate with 13 American soldiers being killed, hyperinflation, 15,000 illegal border invaders per day crossing the southern border. They either cause those things, you know, mass vaccine deaths, they either cause them or they cause a mass distraction. And that's what I think this drone stuff is. And Kirby knows exactly what's going on. So one in three, so these drones have been identified as coming from one of three companies, all of which have defense contracts. We need to remember something. Again, you don't know what stories are true right now because everybody's an opportunist. Not everybody, that's hyperbolic, but many people are opportunists. So you never know what stories are true and who's just trying to get clicks. But these drones are not the ones, like we had somebody come in and fly a drone inside of our building for our video production stuff. Okay, the ones, what do you think, Aaron? What do you think of a drone like that cost?
It's like a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah. You buy them. Where do you buy drones? I don't even know.
Just online.
Online. So you buy, okay. These drones here, some of them are the size of an SUV.
Yeah.
Okay, no civilian is buying that. I'm not saying it's impossible to buy it, but why would a civilian buy that? No. And these are all coming from one of three companies, and all three of these companies, they're coming from, what I mean by that is there's three companies involved, and when you see one in the sky, it's one of those three companies. All of them have defense contracts, and John Kirby, Admiral John Kirby, ultimate cuckboy, he claims to have no idea where these drones are coming from. And again, I've already yelled about this enough, I'm not going to do it very long. But how much would it take to simply follow one of these drones to its original destination, to its origin? How hard could that be? When you have a $900 billion defense budget, we can't scramble a few helicopters up in the sky. We have a Coast Guard, and by the way, they're flying in from the ocean. Do we not have a Coast Guard in New Jersey? Do we not have Coast Guard stations in New Jersey? We do. They have helicopters. Why don't you just put one of those that can stay up? It's like a flying fortress, and you can refuel in the air. Why don't we just sit right there above a couple of those drones and just watch where they come from, follow them? Why has that not been done? Why has the most rudimentary responses not been done? The most rudimentary activities, why have they not been done? It makes absolutely no sense. If you go back to COVID, Why was the most rudimentary actions, the most rudimentary responses either done or not done, depending on what you should or should not do? And the most absurd responses were done. Same thing here. Absolutely absurd that this began on November 18th. Today's December 16th. And they're still coming out, whether it's the White House press secretary or whether it's John Kirby. They're in there pulling Karine Jean-Pierre out of this because they don't think she can lie her way through it. And you have John Kirby go out in there and just basically swear, oh, you know, come on, good buddies. We just don't know what it is right now. Right, you can put the next one up for me. Eric Doherty tweet just in. White House announces, oh man, it's big news. Big news coming here. Big news. White House announces the drones being spotted are operating legally and lawfully. Oh, thank you. John Kirby, ultimate cuckboy. Our assessment at this stage is that the activity represents commercial hobbyists. How would you know that when you never follow them? Leave this up for me, Brett. It's just like whenever they say there was no evidence of election fraud or enough election fraud to overturn an election. How would you know if you never checked into it? I mean, you can easily dispel conspiracy theories. There's no evidence of the conspiracy theory. There's tons of evidence the 2020 election was overturned by fraud. But yet here, he's assessing that these are commercial hobbyists. How would you know that when you've never gone up there? Or law enforcement drones. Law enforcement would be telling the feds if it was them. I mean, you have to be so stupid to believe anything. How do you, as a Democrat, how would you ever look at yourself in the mirror and have any respect for yourself? And by the way, all the Democrats that are reading this, they all know this is lies. And how much worse is it? If you get lied to and you believe the lie and you fall for it, you're dumb. But you're worse, you're dumb slash dumber. You are dumber. Actually, becoming a real stupid human being, because stupid is not ignorant. Stupid is when you know better and do it anyway, where you are going to proliferate these lies. You know they're lies, and you're going to proliferate them for political motives. And as I always say on this podcast, how great could your political agenda be, your political narrative be, if you have to lie to install it? How good could it possibly be? But yet all the leftists are out there, oh yeah, this is law enforcement drones. Law enforcement would be telling the feds it's us. How many law enforcement agencies are there? Because there's 50 of them flying in a night over the ocean. How many law enforcement agencies? And by the way, law enforcement agencies really, generally speaking, don't have drones like that. Don't have SUV size drones. They have the ones that Aaron was talking about where you buy them for somewhere between $500 and $2,000, the ones that are about this big. Or law enforcement drones all operating legally and lawfully. How do you put that three-letter word there? All. How do you know they're operating legally and lawfully? This morning, Trump demanded the White House be transparent about what's going on with the drones being spotted in the Northeast. All right, let's go to the next one. I don't even know where I'm at here. Hold on. All right, here we are. Insurrection Barbie video. Here's Martha McCallum talking to John Kirby. Play for me.
This is shocking, okay? And I'm not the only person who feels this way. This was happening at Langley a month ago, okay? These people are not crazy. They're seeing these things with their own eyes. This is not normal behavior. They are not planes that are coming in one direction and they're heading into Newark Airport and then they're landing, okay? We spend $824 billion on defense. We have the greatest intelligent capability in the world. So how can you stand there and say to the country right now, gosh darn, we just don't know what these are?
Because I'm not going to lie to you or to the American people, and I'm not going to say we know something when we don't. And we would never, ever stoop to think that an American citizen was crazy or nuts because of what they're seeing and what they're documenting. We're taking that imagery seriously, and we're doing the best we can to analyze it, and we encourage people to come forward if they have additional sightings and imagery. We want to do the best we can to triangulate it, but I'll be gosh darn if I'm going to stand up here and make up stuff that I don't know to be true.
No, we don't want you to make up anything. Do you know and you can't say? Can you tell me that?
No, I'm telling you, Martha, I'm telling you we don't.
You
no,
don't know.
We all don't. Right,
let me
ask you this. Corroborate every single sighting. Some of them we have, not all of them, and we're working hard to do that.
Corroborate sightings? What is he even talking about? How do you, what do you mean? How would you actually, it's just like, you know, the Hunter Biden laptop. There's no evidence that you know, that it's real. Well, go cooperate it then. Go grab the laptop. It's at FBI headquarters. Cooperate it. What exactly, you know, remember Leslie Stahl? That's just not true. It's just, how would you know if you've never actually had it in your hands? How would you know? I mean, your response should be, I don't know what the deal is with it. I have no idea what's true and what's false. But what is he talking about confirming these drones? Like, he's going out there and we're, what is he, there's a drone in the sky. What further confirmation do you need? And here's the thing, he does the deflecting thing. We're doing the best we can to triangulate our data. What the crap does that even mean? Why in the world are you not out there flying helicopters around? You could dispatch 10 helicopters, attach them to 10 drones, and follow them. Why is that not being done? Since November 18th, Tom, you're getting redundant. I know. But I love it because she actually made fun of him because she goes, gosh darn, we just don't know. How can you tell us, gosh darn? Again, and he goes, well, I'm not going to lie. You are lying by saying you don't know. And then second of all, you know, we would never lower ourselves to lying to the American people. The problem is that you don't know, not whether you're telling the truth or not. That obviously is a problem too. But the main problem is that you don't know. Not that you're being honest about not knowing. How can you not know a month in? With an 824, is a little off of my dollars, only off by a billion, but $824 billion budget, you can't figure it out? And I'm saying helicopters. Guess what else Kirby has at his disposal? Drones and a $1 trillion budget. He can go buy drones right now. But, you know, he could buy drones from the same companies, the three companies that they've tracked now already, because most of the drones that have been seen are coming from three companies, all of which have military contracts. So why doesn't he just go buy some more drones from the military contractors, the ones that are actually up in the sky already, being flown by who knows who, and follow them around? Again, well, you take a couple skilled tech guys, and they could sit up there with them all night. They probably would love it. Well, how, I mean, again, it's not a matter of I'm not going to lie. The problem is you're lying. I mean, we're all used to your lying. The problem is you don't know. That's the very problem. How can you not know a month in? That makes absolutely no sense. But everything always makes no sense. Why would you take a vaccine for a 99.997% survival virus? But that's what they want you to do. And what's amazing to me is that Christians follow the instructions of people like John Kirby. So, mayor of Melville, New Jersey, this insurrection Barbie video. So you have John Kirby saying, remember now, quote, these are all legally flying. They're all legally flying. There's no problem. Nobody's committing, not doing anything illegal. Well, New Jersey's, Belleville, New Jersey, is prepping as if that's not the case. Play for me, Brent.
I was on the phone with my OEM team, and we now have guidance coming from the state. And that guidance does say two different things. First of all, there is a downed drone in our vicinity. We are immediately to call the bomb squad of our county. And second, our fire department has been instructed to make sure they wear hazmat suits.
So if something falls out of the sky that people have seen, and some of these things are as big as an SUV, if that happens, you're to treat this more than a plane crash. It's treated like an attack on the homeland?
That is correct, because they're not quite sure if there's a payload or not.
One. So they're getting statewide instructions to treat it like a biohazard situation if one of these drones comes down. But look at Alejandro Mayorkas. Is that the way he's treating it? Now, again, the air is federal responsibility. There is no New Jersey airspace. There's United States of America airspace. That's their jurisdiction. New Jersey is prepping as if these drones themselves are a biological threat or a biohazard, or what they're carrying is a biohazard or potentially could carry is a biohazard. But the people actually in charge of the air feel like Alejandro Mayorkas, are making statements like Alejandro Mayorkas, post-millennial video. Here's Mayorkas. Play it for me.
You know, President-elect Trump has put out a post on this. I want to put it up on the screen right now. He says, mystery drone sightings all over the country. Can this really be happening without our government's knowledge? I don't think so. Let the public know and now. Otherwise, shoot them down. Your response?
Well, We are aware of the drone sightings, as I've said. I think there are more than 8,000 drones flown every day in the United States. With respect to the ability to incapacitate those drones, we are limited in our authorities. We have certain agencies within the Department of Homeland Security that can do that and outside our department. But we need those authorities expanded as well.
As usual, it's just like they say, they can't control the border because of Congress. The border is under the executive branch. All you have to do is enforce the laws that are already in place, which are, you're not allowed in. But yet they always claim they don't have the authority. And then when they don't actually have the authority, they actually do things that they're not allowed to do because they don't have the authority to do so, like paying off people's college debts. You don't have the authority to do that, both in precedent law and under the Constitution, but yet Biden does it anyway. So what they do have the authority to do, they don't do. What they don't have the authority to do, they do. He claims they don't have the authority. Aaron, isn't there a way that you can just basically shut down like the ability for one of those to transmit in a yes. certain area and they just fall to the ground, right?
Yep. Yeah. They'll go back to where it launched. Yeah. Yeah.
Or it automatically goes back. Yes. Yep. Oh, there you go. Yep. Oh, man. See, that's good to know. That's why Aaron's here. So you could actually, you know, like any of the tech terms, like what you do, what it's called or whatever.
Yeah, so like law enforcement, FBI, whatever, will create like a geofence around that location and it shuts down the possibility for that drone to enter that space, which is what they were supposed to do for Trump's speech. But they didn't, and that's why that drone was flying. But if they do that, then that device will essentially, as it goes to enter that space, it will stop and it will say, like, this is a restricted airspace and it will not go there and it will return to sender.
Yeah, so all you have to do is put up a geofence, have a helicopter up there, and follow it back to its origin, its originating location. It's already been solved. Why has this not been done? We've had it since November 18th. Why? Because it has to be somebody trying to distract us with these drones. It's just, again, what are we being distracted from? To be honest with you, I, of course, have no idea yet, but I'm just saying that, I mean, this is not a difficult thing to solve. And you have Alejandro Mayorkas, who's in charge of basically all of our borders. That's just scary to say, isn't it? Gosh, dog. Had that guy being in, that guy should not be in charge of his own life, let alone in charge of all of the borders of the United States of America. As a matter of fact, Aaron, do me a favor. In Telegram, I'm going to just show this before we go at some point tonight. The Ben Berkwam video, breaking footage from Tijuana, Mexico. I mean, if you can just dig that up for me, just let me know when you got it. At some point, I'm going to show that. I'm thinking about Alejandro Mayorkas. I've got to play that. So here's Trump's comments, breaking 9/11 video. Trump comments on drones. The government knows what is happening. Play for me.
Thank you. Good to see you. Good to see you.
Can you comment on the drones that are flying around New Jersey ports? It seems like the American people have a big disconnect.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people. And they should, because the people are really, I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster. They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
I don't want to comment on that.
Biden has pretty much
locked them out of intelligence, banned them from going to intelligence briefings, at least before. And I'll just show, if you ever want to look at an interesting video, I may pull it for tomorrow. But there's a Biden interview in early 2021, right after he became president. And you look at how far he's disintegrated. And that's right when he got the vax. Because it was February of 2021. And he was very coherent. And I mean, 3 years later, he's gone. He is absolutely gone. The latest OMG footage from James O'Keefe Media. I mean, you have the NSC guy talking about it. If I have time, I'll get to it. But I mean, I'm sidetracking right now, but when I was watching it for some whatever reason, And I'm like, man, he was there in 2021. Man was there. I mean, he is gone. That's right after he took two doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccination. And it's just amazing because you have Alejandro Mayorkas, you have the director of Homeland Security, of DHS, comes out and say, you know what, there's 8,000 of these drones per day. Yeah, but we've never seen this before. What are you talking about? Yeah, there's 8,000 around the continental United States. But there's 50 a night flying in from the ocean. I mean, imagine just being so devoid of self-respect. And Aaron was just telling me, you shine a laser from the ground to an airplane, and the FAA will find you and arrest you.
Yeah.
And we can't find the origins of these drones. It makes absolutely no sense. Is it some sort of rehearsal? Is it some sort of distraction? What is it? I'm going to show you this since we're already talking about Alejandro Mayorkas. These are scenes, Ben Berquam video, breaking footage from Tijuana, Mexico, happening now. The third group of illegals are I think he's trying to say brought back, but I'm not sure. Are brought in by Joe Biden and the Democrats under the CBP. Man, it's bad written. CBP One app. Everyone you see walking up the ramp, Aaron, just side by side. Everyone you see walking up the ramp is part of it. They had a group the same size at 5 a.m. Look at all these people. There's some people coming into the United States right now, unvetted through an app. Why are they doing this? Every one of these people that you're seeing coming into the United States of America since 5 a.m. this morning are not included in border stats. These are not counted as entries in the United States. I told you, it's Joseph Stalin. It's not how many people vote. It's who's counting the vote. It's not how many people enter the country. It's who's counting how many. Not one of these people. Look at that line. It never ends. Not one of these people is called an illegal immigrant in CBP statistical data. Not one. So they just obfuscate. They say, we've cut, you know, Kamala Harris is running, we've cut illegal border crossings in half. No, they stopped counting half of them. That's it. That's what's actually happening. It's like if you have a liberal mayor, we've cut murder in half. We've cut grand theft in half. We've cut felony offenses in half. No, they reclassified felonies as misdemeanors. They didn't cut anything. They just stopped counting them. That's it. It's like they're always claiming, right? Going back to the UCR, Uniform Crime Report out of the FBI, crime is down. I believe they said something like 8%. Crime is down 8%. No, it was up 44%, as we're all seeing on the streets, but don't believe your lying eyes. Because 44% of agencies, 44% of agencies were no longer reporting their crime to the UCR, so it should have gone down 44%. They said it went down 8%. But it actually, 44% of the agencies were no longer reporting their crime. So it should have actually gone, think about how bad it really is. Because a lot of the people that were reporting were making up for the 44% of crime that's no longer reported. I just wanted to show you every day, right here, every day, via the CBP One app. And if it goes through CBP One, you didn't illegally enter. Even though none of these people entered through the correct channels. They just used the CBP One app. You use an app to illegally. I wonder why it is that Joe Biden allowed in 495,000 convicted criminals into our country in the last 3 years and 10 months. I wonder why that is. Right here. CBP One app. Rapists, murders, 30,000 rapists and murders that we know about. And remember, these are the people that are actually counted, not as illegals, but that we know about. I don't know what the percentage are, but many gotaways are counted because they get them on film, so they know they're counted. Most people crossing the border, or a large segment of people crossing the border, nobody has any idea they're crossing and who they are because the borders are wide open. We don't have a border wall. And the border wall materials that we have, Joe Biden is selling off for a beam that costs $10,000. He's selling off for $400 right now. $5 to $400. Trump is talking, that right there is a crime. But I just wanted to show you, this is what's still happening, even in the midst of the Trump transition team. I got to do Calissa Ward before we go. Calissa Ward's got to go. All right, warfare analysis tweet. CNN was caught. This is unbelievable, man. I mean, how do you do this? How in the world do you do this? CNN was caught fabricating the story of a prisoner found in Assad's secret prison. They just made it up out of whole cloth, folks. Out of whole cloth. They're like, no, maybe there's no truth at all. Fact-checking outlet V Syria E conducted a background check on the so-called prisoner, and here's what they found. We'll get into that. Go to the next one for me, Brent. Warfare analysis. Here's the actual story unfolding right before our eyes. Play it for me.
I can't tell, though. It might just be a blanket, but it's the only cell that's locked.
Is he going to shoot it?
The guard makes us turn the camera off while he shoots the lock off the cell door. We go in to get a closer look. It's still not clear if there is something under the blanket.
Oh, it moved. Is there someone there? I thought I saw it move. Is someone there? Or is it just a blanket? I don't know.
I think it's someone.
Hello?
Okay, let's just
move. Yeah, it's moved. It's okay.
Journalist. I'm a civilian, he says. I'm a civilian.
It's okay.
He tells the fighter he's from the city of Homs and has been in the cell for 3 months.
Okay, you're okay.
He clutches my arm tightly with both hands.
Okay. Does anyone have any water?
My.
Okay, it's water. Okay, you're okay.
You're okay.
One. I love all the fake acting. She sits there and clutches her pearls. It's water. Okay, the guy is fully fat, clean shaven, noticeably not dehydrated, not dirty. Steven Crowder does a great bit on this. But obviously, he says that he's been there for 3 months. 3 months. No food. And Calista Ward actually says he went without water for 4 days, which would be a world record because everybody dies in 3 days without water. So I love it because it reminds me of the COVID drama. I lived. I got COVID and I lived. That is the equivalent of living if you drive from your house to work. Do you go in there every day and go, I lived. I made it to work. Everyone's like, that guy is a freak. Because your odds of dying from COVID are the same of dying in a car crash. It'd be like, again, walking in from a thunderstorm and saying, I made it, Aaron, I made it from my car, which is literally 10 feet from the door.
Thank goodness.
I made it. And Aaron's going, oh, he clutches his pearls and offers me some water.
Do you need water? Yeah.
You need water. You made it. Same thing. Like, Tom, no people died of COVID. Prove that to me. Prove it to me they died of COVID. Can't. But I digress. So this is all a bold-faced lie. I mean, can you imagine being Clarissa Ward? Totally devoid of all self-respect, all human dignity, all integrity. How in the world are you a Democrat right now? I mean, because this is your Goebbels media. This is your media. And I'm just wondering where all the Democrats are. Where's everybody just absolutely outraged by this? No, here's Jake Tapper. Look at his response. Lives a TikTok video. Play it for me.
Another just absolutely remarkable report. CNN's Clarissa Ward in Damascus doing vital, vital journalism. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Absolutely remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. Thank you so much. Oh, for staging this and your horrible acting. Thank you so much, says Jake Tapper. Well, here's the true story. I put this out on Twitter today. Who gets banned? New York Post gets banned for the Hunter Biden laptop story and for other things too. But the people who lie don't get banned. Prisoner CNN helped free from Syrian prison was actually a notorious Assad regime torturer. So I guess he sentenced himself to his own cell. That's who this guy actually was an Assad torturer. Let's go more into this. Let me read you this. This is from Warfare Analysis. The Syria E team, platform team, found no official records of an individual named Abdel Garbar. That's what they're saying in the story. That's Abdel. He's been incarcerated for 3 months, cleanly shaven, fully fat, fully hydrated, never tortured, and doesn't wake up with AK-47 fire 10 feet from his head. His name is Adel Gabar. That's his name. Actually, you can put that up there. You can put that up there, Brent, side by side. That's Abdel Gabar. Remember how he came out from the video? He looked up at the sky. First time that he's seen sunlight. Yeah, first time since he walked in right before they shot the video. They call him Adel Gabar. Actually, yeah, Garbal. Can find no records of him. Strange. This is how all of this got exposed. Can find no records of him to verify the reason and duration of his detention. So there's no record of him ever being detained in this Assad prison. However, after investigating in Homs, they discovered that his real name is Salama Muhammad Salama, a former first lieutenant in the Assad regime Air Force intelligence. One of the most notorious branches of Bashar al-Assad's regime, known as Abu Hamza. He is often found in the Al-Bahada neighborhood, one of the largest neighborhoods in the city of Homs, specifically on Al-Zabair Street at the western entrance of the neighborhood, heading a notorious security checkpoint. He runs a security checkpoint, according to locals. Salama was responsible for several security checkpoints in Homs and was involved in extortion and controlling people's livelihoods. He was recently imprisoned due to a dispute over profits with a high-ranking official, leading to his detention in a Damascus prison. Not this one. In addition to his horrific history, what he's trying to do is he got in trouble with... it's just like when they were overrun by the Russians, the Nazis tried to blend into the population. That's what he's trying to do. In addition to his horrific history, Salama, since his return to Homs, after the fall of the regime, has been attempting... So he was out of prison and then put himself in the cell for Calissa Ward of CNN, of the United States of America. After the fall of the regime, has been attempting to gain sympathy of the locals, convincing them that he was forced to do everything he did, including killing, terrorizing, and engaging in thuggery and torture.
Just following orders.
Just following orders, baby. And you hang from a rope. The V Syria E platform team also learned that Abu Hamza deactivated his social media accounts, shocking, and changed his phone number in an attempt to hide any documents that could indicate he carried weapons and was involved in war crimes. There you go. Here's Calissa Ward's tweet. It's already up. In nearly 20 years, as a journalist, this is one of the most extraordinary moments I have ever fabricated. Disgusting human being. And I love it. Community noted on Twitter. Verify Syria fact-checking group now says that this man is Air Force Intelligence First Lieutenant Salama Muhammad Salama, notorious for extortion and theft in Homs, who had been arrested due to disputes with his colleagues about profit sharing. In a totally different prison, totally different time. All right, let's go to the next one. CNN International PR. Of course, Syria's free. Look at him, see him gazing up at the skies. Clarissa sets him free. You got a vaccine to save you from a 99.997% survival virus. Thank you, Fauci, for saving my life. I'm telling you everything we've been told, and I can't believe Christian conservatives actually follow the marching orders from people like Clarissa Ward. They did. Watch the post game. Older millennials just roast people who did that. Extraordinary. First of all, Syria is free. Syria is now being run by ISIS. And they're free. They are being run by a man who was on the FBI's most wanted list. How are they free exactly? They're being run by an Islamist extremist, torturer, murderer himself. Extraordinary moment. I can't believe these are still up on social media. Extraordinary moment as Clarissa Ward and her team fabricated. Witness a Syrian prisoner freed from, I mean, look how ridiculous this whole thing is. Where would all the other guards be? I mean, where's all the texture? You know, I mean, there'd be like, it'd be gross in there. Anybody ever been in a prison or in a jail? Left alone for days without food, water, or light. There was light in the shot. The man was unaware Bashar Assad's regime had fallen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolute fake. But now, so we have Jake Tapper backing it. May's video. Here's Anderson Cooper preaching about fabricating lies and then fabricating lies. Play for me.
As good a job as Caitlin Collins did trying to fact check him, it is impossible to fact check fully because he lies so shamelessly. Now, many of you think CNN shouldn't have given him any platform to speak, and I understand the anger about that, giving him the audience, the time, I get that. But this is what I also get. The man you were so disturbed to see and hear from last night, that man is the front runner for the Republican nomination for president.
Remarkable reporting for CNN's Clarissa Ward in Syria. This is incredible. She was at a prison. She made a stunning discovery, a man locked away in a forgotten cell. CNN went inside one of those newly liberated facilities, and our Clarissa Ward made an incredible discovery behind a cell door that was still locked, a forgotten prisoner.
After 3 months in a windowless cell, he can finally see the sky.
So Anderson, he finally sees the sky. He saw it 4 minutes before that, but he finally sees the sky. I love the thing, too. He makes us shut off the camera while he shoots out the lock. Why? Why would you turn off the camera to shoot out the lock? Why does that make it? It's just drama. Absolute drama. But Anderson Cooper, well, you know, we have to ban Donald Trump because of his lies. And you know, we have to ban him most of the time, but sometimes we're going to have to interview him because he's probably going to be the next president of the United States. They ban Donald Trump for his quote unquote lies that aren't lies, but yet they'll construct and fabricate an actual play and call it a story. They'll actually fabricate an entire event and call it a story. I'm wondering, where's the retractions today? I haven't seen the retractions on CNN. Not one. Now, I stopped broadcast prep probably around 7:30 tonight. So maybe something's come out, but I haven't seen any retractions. More on Clarissa Ward. Luke Rutkowski video, CNN's Clarissa Ward is a fake news queen and a class A sociopath. Here she is faking a mortar strike. Play for me.
Clarissa is on the ground right now. Clarissa, tell us what's happening.
Stand by.
Hi, John. So forgive me. I have a slightly unelegant position, but we have just had a massive barrage of rockets coming in here not too far from us. So we have had to take shelter here by the roadside. We're just about 5 minutes away. Gaza is in that direction. We can hear now a lot of jets in the sky. We could also hear the Iron Dome intercepting a number of those rockets as they were whizzing overhead and making impact in that direction, not too far from here. We came to this location because this was ground zero for this entire operation of carnage. Hamas militants came on a pickup truck. This was the first place where they breached that border wall, and they basically drove down this strip, just spraying.
All right, so everything there was a bold-faced lie. Not one thing that she said was happening was actually happening. If you notice, too, they panned to her too soon, and she wasn't out of breath. They panned her. She's just laying there comfortably on the side of the road. And Aaron's talking about, like, why are you laying on the side of the road? What good is that going to do with a mortar strike or a missile strike? And lay on the side of the road? What's that going to do? You better get underground. I mean, what, you're going to lay on the side of the road next to an asphalt road? But anyway, so she's laying there. She's completely relaxed. And then as soon as that light comes on that camera, she goes from this to here we are. I mean, these people are absolutely devoid of a soul. Here she is being confronted. She's being confronted by an Islamic woman. I don't know what country. By an Islamic woman about that fake story. Because she was fabricating that there was missiles flying over her head. Fabricating it. And possibly instigating an Israeli response. Here's a woman confronting her about it. Play for me.
On those children that died lying,
We understand that you're a news channel, you have your power and policy, but where's your humanity? Where? Where is your humanity? How many children died? I ask you to condemn the Israeli government. Air this! Air this! You liar! You liar!
One.
I wasn't acting. Oh, you were just acting again at a Syrian prison. Same thing over and over again. Again, I would be lying if I said I don't mean to get on my pulpit, but I do. So I mean to get on my pulpit. But why do Christians or conservatives ever listen to anything coming from Fox News, CNN, anybody? I mean, listen, does Fox News have some good people on? Yeah. Jesse Waters is great. I'm just saying, Laura Ingraham, pretty great. They, you know, I'm not saying they're 100% perfect. And they don't cross certain lines they're not allowed to cross. You know, and of course, CNN's board has Paul Ryan on it. So, and run by, you know, leftist globalists, bourgeois elitists, you know, like Rupert Murdoch, who owns it. But anyway, why would anybody follow these people? I honestly, I don't get it. I mean, what's amazing, too, is that if Clarissa Ward pulled any of this stuff pre-COVID, all of the people would be attacking her for what she did, and rightfully so. But then when she pushes a vaccine on you, so you're willing to front her up. I'm using her on a symbolic basis here, whether it's any mainstream outlet. You'll front them up as a Christian conservative or just a conservative or just a Christian, whatever. I mean, you can't not be a conservative if you're a Christian, no way. But anyway, you'll front them up for their verbiage and for their fakery, but then inject their fluid into your body? I know lots of Christians like that. You'll close your church down from an order from Clarissa Ward? You're like, she didn't do that. First of all, you don't know what she did. I guarantee you she was advocating for lockdowns, masking, 6-foot distancing, and vaccines. It's amazing to me that Christians, when it's a pseudo-benign situation, will call out left-wingers. But if the left-wingers get the right story, i.e. a medical emergency, Christians and conservatives will then suddenly believe them. They lie about everything else, and then suddenly they're going to tell you the truth about a vaccine? They stage events, and you don't believe they staged COVID? And I know all the conservatives and a lot of Christians now are all pretending that they weren't closed, but none of them have ever repented for closing. None of them have ever repented for pimping and whoring vaccines and pimping and whoring masks and 6-foot distancing. They've never repented of locking down. They're just pretending like it never happened or pretending like they've been anti-COVID the entire time. And it looks like somewhat too, because it looks like Facebook is like deleted people's stuff now for them too from back then, because I've tried to pull it up. So, and I have got some stuff. But anyway, I have to show you this. Big Fish video. Shifting off of Clarissa Ward now. But I just want to show you what the media doesn't cover. Play for me.
Is that this case was so unbelievably weak in the first place. She has...
Yes.
Her credibility is nowhere to be found. She has accused a babysitter's boyfriend, a dentist, a camp counselor, an unnamed college date, an unnamed boss, and CBS chief Les Moonves of either sexually assaulting or raping her in the past. I mean, wow.
She's
That's
quite the target.
That's an awful lot of people. She's,
yeah, don't be alone in a room with E. Jean Carroll if you were a man.
Imagine the odds. And by the way, she looks like the skeleton. Remember in Raiders of the Lost Ark when they open up the Ark of the Covenant and they all have their face melted? That's what she looks like. Like the people in the process of having their face melted by Yahweh. That's how ugly that woman is. But anyway, imagine having so little self-respect and so little adherence to the truth that, again, all the people that Donald Trump raped this woman, including judges, attorneys, media personnel, reporters, whatever, maybe journalists, all need to be sued into financial oblivion. Why are you not reporting that she has made 7, outside of Donald Trump, 7 rape allegations in her life. Camp counselor, date, unknown teacher, unknown co-worker, 7 sexual assault allegations. And like Megyn Kelly said, wow, those are some serious odds right there. That you're going to be, yeah, there she is. Who's, I mean, again, you, but who's going to be going after this woman sexually? Yeah. flip it back and forth. Yep, that's her. And then, well, there you go. I mean, who's going to be, I mean, again, come on. Why was that never reported? There's never 7 people. I mean, again, if you're a leftist, do you not think this can happen to you? Why would you not want the truth out? That this is obviously a made-up story, obviously. And it was copied off of a Law and Order.
Yeah.
Just like the collusion hoax was copied off of a pre-script that was done to John McCain. It was a script they pulled with John McCain. They had a script written for John McCain, and they did the exact same thing to Donald Trump. All right, 1029, that's got to be it. Got to be it. I plan on doing a short one tonight. That was it. All right, Normal Rants, Nitsua 99. $50, Flash River, $25, Tammy L. Margaret, $10, Chopper Supernut, $1. Thank you guys so much. Stick around. Listen, the post game's awesome. It's really, really good. Really good. Stick around for the post game. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Thanks for all the people that came to Foundation Church on Sunday online. Thank you guys. I don't remember what our number was. Six something. I don't know if it was upper sixes, maybe. I don't remember. But anyway, thank you guys so much for that. Got to have Jesus. Trump is great, but you got to have Jesus. Stick around for the post game. Love you guys. I'll be in the chat during the post game. See you tomorrow night, 9:00. God bless you.
2 Corinthians 8:9. He became poverty so that you could become rich. And then Christians think that it's an attribute to be poor. That's like saying that it's an attribute to become sin because he became sin. Well, you just want to feed the world. How are you going to feed the world when you're broke? Wouldn't you rather, instead of signing up for $1 a day to save this or that, wouldn't you rather save an entire village by giving them $5 million? Well, we have all of that. The cattle upon 1,000 hills and all wealth is his. Romans chapter 8, 16 and 17. Join heirs with him. Therefore, what does heir mean? Inheritance. It's yours, and it's not yours in heaven. It's yours now. Nobody ever believes it because they've been ingrained into believing that poverty is a Christian attribute. It is not. If you don't want it, give it away and let God make you a continuous conduit of cash.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.